Gore told a California news conference he's honored to share the Nobel Award with the United Nations panel on climate change.
I will accept this award on behalf of all of those who have been working so long and so hard to try to get the message out about this planetary emergency.
Gore took no questions at the news conference, leaving open how his newfound status as a Nobel Peace Prize winner might affect his future political plans. Gore supporters wasted little time in seizing on his Nobel recognition in their continuing bid to urge him to run for president next year. Monica Friedlander is founder of the group DraftGore.com, which has run ads and gathered signatures in a bid to press the former vice president to make a second run for the White House in 2008.
There's just such a tidal wave of support and excitement about him as a potential candidate that it's very, very difficult for him to resist, or at least so I hope.
Gore narrowly lost the 2000 presidential election to George W. Bush. University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato says there is little doubt that Gore's Nobel Prize will now inspire his supporters to push even harder for him to enter the presidential race.
This will juice up the Gore drafters. They've been dying to get Gore into the race. They're very dissatisfied with the prospect of Hillary Clinton being the nominee. This may be their last stand.
Gore has said repeatedly he's not planning a run for president next year, though when pressed, he refuses to rule out the possibility.
Well, you know, I'm not pondering it. I'm not focused on that. I'm focused on how to solve the climate crisis.
Among those who doubt Gore will join the presidential race is longtime political observer Tom DeFrank of the New York Daily News, a guest on this week's Issues in the News program on VOA.
Keeps saying he has no plans, and usually the no plans language is designed to keep your options open, but
right.
I suspect he's probably not going to run. I think he probably is making too much money, getting too much adulation to put himself through the meat grinder again.
If Gore were to change his mind and enter the race for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination, most analysts predict it would be an uphill fight. Recent polls place Gore in third place with about 10% support, well behind Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, and roughly tied with John Edwards. Expert Larry Sabato says a decision to run would put Gore at a clear disadvantage compared to those Democratic contenders who've been running and raising money for months.
It's very tough to run for president from a standing stop, and he would have to move to sprinter's position immediately to have any chance of even making all the deadlines to file for the various primaries.
The Nobel Peace Prize is the latest honor for Gore in a year that began with Hollywood honoring his documentary on climate change. The documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, helped make global warming a top environmental issue in the U.S. and around the world. Gore accepted the Academy Award for Best Documentary.
We need to solve the climate crisis. It's not a political issue. It's a moral issue.
Gore's views on climate change still have plenty of critics, especially congressional Republicans, like Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma.
Thousands of meteorologists, climatologists, scientists who disagree with you, are they all wrong and you're right?
Gore told reporters Friday he hopes the recognition of his work will elevate global consciousness about the challenges of global warming. Gore described the issue as a moral and spiritual challenge to all of humanity. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.